me?
Yeah, you.
I'm fired?
And look, you fired too.
Why are you gonna fire me for, Picky?
Shut up!
You're listening to
Gross Misconduct
on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Party on the corner of Grand
Street. Hello, you're listening to Gross Misconduct on WRCT with and Jake. I guess we week three we don't have DJ names. Anyways, this week we're going to be playing music as usual. And throughout the show, we're going to be asking trivia questions. So we'll touch back with you in a little while to ask a question. And if you call in to 412-268-9728, we'll let the world know if you guessed correctly or incorrectly. And if you guessed incorrectly, we'll tell them what you guessed. And if you guessed correctly, we'll say, wow, so-and-so said it the right way. So yeah, listen for trivia coming up later. The first track of the hour is Web in Front by Archers of Loaf.
Stuck a pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it.
We have the first trivia question of the day. Marissa?
What is the most widely consumed candy in the United States of America?
Candy. If you know, call into 412-268-9728. The next track is Dr. Seuss by Autoclave.
From the
All right, hold on. Not that next track yet. We have something to announce. All right, Dave Harris knows the candy. That's the best-selling candy in America. It's peanut butter cups.
Specifically Reese's, not just broadly peanut butter cups.
So if you think you can one-up Dave Harris, you can answer the next clue, the next question that we will posit after this next track. The last track was Long Division by Fugazi. But I've always wondered, do you call it Fugazi?
No.
That's the word, right? The word's Fugazi.
That's news to me. I've never heard the word used other than in reference to the band. Yeah, I've never heard anyone pronounce it.
It's like when something's a farce. Anyways, coming up next, number one must have by Slater-Kinney. All right, coming up next. Next trivia question. If you know the answer, call into 412-268-9728. Here on Gross Misconduct, we have another trivia question for you. What is the longest living land mammal? The longest living mammal that lives on land. Think about that. Call into 412-268-9728 if you know the answer. Up next.
Hold on. Is the question like about average lifespans?
I don't know.
Or longest, just like the oldest one. Like the currently oldest.
No, the one that has lived the longest.
Okay, got it.
As a mammal. Okay. Anyways, up next, Salad Days by Minor Threat. Pronounced Minor Threat.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
McGruff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Zapatillas falsas, cosméticos falsos e incluso medicinas falsas. El año pasado se vendieron miles de millones de dólares en productos falsificados en los Estados Unidos. Estos suelen hacerse en condiciones inseguras, posiblemente utilizando ingredientes peligrosos e incluso letales que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Y el dinero que has pagado va directamente a las manos de los delincuentes y puede apoyar el trabajo infantil, las drogas e incluso las pandillas. Huele a un gran crimen. ¿Todavía piensas que comprar productos falsificados es inofensivo? Piénsalo otra vez. Y recuerda, si no sabes de dónde vienen los productos, ¿cómo puedes saber a dónde va el dinero? Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
Kind of.
Right out that door. You're gonna walk right out that door.
All right. So no one got the last trivia question. It's human beings, the longest living land mammal. I have another question for you all. If you have the answer to my question, call into 412-268-9728. Who's the original orange cat from comics that predates Garfield? He's still in an ongoing comic. Anyways, up next on the hour, Too Cute to Puke by Mika Miko. Anyways, if you have the answer to my question, call into 412-268-9728. In about 7 minutes, Marissa and I will be doing the spit take segment halfway through the hour.
Thank you. you up at the end of the day.
And that's just a sneak peek of the next song. Anyways, you have to listen to the soundtrack while you wait for the spit take segment.
Then you fire.
Well, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm fired?
And don't you fire too.
Why are you gonna fire me for, Picky?
Shut up!
You're listening to
Gross Misconduct
on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Party on the corner. Okay, we're ready for our spit take segment. And Marissa, are you ready with the question from one of our friends or callers?
Yes. So the caller says, my boyfriend of 1 year is bad at everything and it's making me lose respect for him.
Yeah.
So they've
many
been,
such cases.
They've been dating for a year and she doesn't know if she's being nasty. But her boyfriend is not good at anything. He is, however, good at his catering job. His coworkers and his boss all say this. He loves playing, or their friends and family love playing games, but he's really bad at games and he's a sore loser and he's really competitive. So they played Scrabble and she like smoked him. They played Sorry and he like flipped the board. They went to a game night with friends and he was like yelling and it embarrassed her.
Wow.
But he's not just bad at games. He was trying to, his like internet router stopped working. And he called her for help and she said, turn off your, or like turn on your mobile data and download the instruction manual. And he downloads it and he can't figure it out. And he calls her again and he's asking for help and she's like, okay. She goes over, immediately fixes his router and then looks at what he had downloaded and it was like a different brand router, a different model. And he wants to go to get a master's degree in like biochemistry or something, but he can't do the prerequisite math courses, which are, she says, are like high school math courses.
Yeah.
However, he's really good at his catering job and he is allegedly sweet and he treats her well. So she wants to know if she's crazy or what she should do. Okay. She wants to know if it can be worked out. Their relationship is
salvageable. You just have to get on like one of those enrichment pads for dogs where he like licks the peanut butter behind like a trap door, or he like sticks his nose into a hole and blows air to like float a treat up or something. And his IQ will go up and he'll be smarter.
He has to play those mobile games that have like pictures of old people and they say your brain age is 92, and then the more that you practice, the younger your brain age gets.
It's true. It's
like
true.
Sudoku.
When I was a little kid, I played Big Brain Academy on the Wii.
Yes.
And it said I was like 70 years old in my brain. And I was like, wow, I am really smart at 6 years old. And then I just never like thought I would ever apply myself more than that. Like, I peaked at six playing Big Brain Academy on the Wii. And that's all I needed. So if you need to get your IQ or fix your dumb boyfriend, maybe play some Wii games.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Merge Dragons.
No. Merge Dragons, I won't advocate for them anymore.
Okay. Well, here on WRCT, we don't advocate for any mobile games or specific products in general. So no more and never have. Coming up next in the hour, Hammering So Hard by Squirrel Bait here on WRCT. Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
We have just a few songs left in the hour, but before we get into that back period, let's talk about some of the great programming here on WRCT. The Stormy Weather Show, a mercurial mix from tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop, every Monday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on WRCT 88.3 FM. If you could stay up late enough to listen to this show, maybe you can stay up late enough on Monday nights to catch the Stormy Weather. And if staying up late's not your thing, you can always catch Sleepy Time Tea. Oh, never mind, it's actually later at night. You're getting sleepy, very sleepy. Get cozy late Monday nights at 11 o'clock for half an hour of classical bedtime stories and some sleepy music afterwards. I gotta start listening to this. I need to start listening to this show right now. Pull over and get some needed shut-eye with your host, Chamomile, and some Sleepy Time Tea. This might be my new hottest show on WRCT. If anyone has listened to this and can tell me if it helped you sleep, call in to 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-9728. That's the WRCT hotline. Coming up next in the hour, theme by Rites of Spring. The last track we played was Horns Lay Silent by Admiral.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC, that's 7725, or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. Also, this weekend, tune in to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday the 20th at noon to Sunday the 22nd at midnight, we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon.
All right, that's it for Gross Misconduct today. Unless someone wants to call in right now with a request, or else we're going to leave. And then hopefully you'll get to listen to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy if you stick around for another 5 minutes. But yeah, if you want to call in with a request, 412-268-9728. I hope you're dialing it in right now. I hope you're running that dial up. 412-268-9728 if you want to request the song. Under My Voice is something by Knife Play. Nope, it's by there's a request. Hold on. Alright, you're on. Hello. Using the new technologies of speakerphone, I was able to pick up that call, and we got a request. One of the callers was sucked in by the allure of me saying the phone number four times. And, Marissa, you listen to this band.
Well, yeah, I like Salem 66. I played them on my show an hour ago. They are from Boston. They're like a jangly pop band that was active in the early to mid-80s. And they're pretty awesome.
Well, here's their track, The Well. Thanks, caller, for calling in and dealing with me figuring out how to use the speakerphone in the studio.
Turn around and look at me. you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.